Yet the psychic being is different from it.
Yes, that is greater than that. It is greater than
that.
Greater than that. The source is always greater. So there is in us a soul which is the source of our body, life and mind. And which contains the potentialities of further development of body, life and mind, and also the direction in which the body, life and mind are to move. In other words, the soul may also be regarded as the law of the development of being. Law of development means law is always something that gives you direction. Whenever you use the word law, it has a sense of a direction in which we are always guarded. Law is a guard. It keeps you within limits. Law is that which gives you direction. The law is that which is connected to the flow. There is a flow of movement. That flow is kept in guard, in limits. That flow is kept in a direction. So that which keeps you in the right direction is the soul. Now this soul the psychic being is the true individual of our individuality. Our normal understanding of individuality is what we think of our ego. But beyond the ego, there is an individuality, the true individual, and that is the soul. We had at one time the opportunity to discuss this question in detail, but just to refresh ourselves, we may say that this soul is itself directed by the Jivatman. Jivatman is what may be defined as the transcendental Lord Himself, who can be unique. Transcendental, that is unique. This uniqueness is individuality. Each one of us is the unique transcendental. But He is Himself the Lord. Tattvamasi, that is the great truth of the Upanishad. You, thou art that. So you can say to everybody, thou art that. You are that. So that, as far as that is concerned, there is only one. That is only one. We are different from each other only in the uniqueness of the expression of that. That expresses itself in innumerable ways. And each one of the innumerable ways is our one individuality. But because it is transcendental in nature, He is Himself the Lord, the uniqueness has the potentiality of universalizing fully, limitlessly. So the individual has the capacity of universalizing. That is why we all can be as vast as we can. We can continuously become vast. Even though we are limited now, the reason why we can always grow into vastness is because of this reason, that fundamentally our uniqueness is not a limitation. Our uniqueness is simply a point of action, you might say, a specificity, behind which stands the whole of the Supreme Lord Himself, who is Himself the creator of the universe. So this individual is what is called in the Veda, Upanishad, the Gita, the Jiva. In Kathopanishad there is a special mention of Jiva, who is described as Madhvadaha. He is the eater of honey. Madhvadaha. This is the description given by Kathopanishad, by Yama. That this Jiva is the eater of honey. Because he lives, basically, he is a unique of the transcendental, who is Satchidananda and full of ananda. Therefore the very nature of it is honey. So he eats, he constantly eats the honey. That is the special character of this individual. Now this individual, the Jivatman, is actually behind, or above, you might say, above this psychic being. So psychic being is only a kind of a delegate of the individual. Delegate for whom? Delegate for the body, life and mind. Therefore this psychic being contains the potentialities derived from the uniqueness of the individual. All the potentialities, all that you are supposed to do, is as it were contained there. And our body, life and mind are actually flowing from there, although body, life and mind are not aware of it. But actually they are flowing from there. And they are flowing according to the law, which is an expression of the uniqueness of the individuality. That is why we have a concept not only of dharma but also swadharma. Each one has a swadharma, has a law of his own. And this swadharma is actually expressed by the, because of the jivatman, which is the potentialities of which are all contained in the psychic entity. And this psychic entity, therefore, when it flows, allows the body, life and mind to move from itself, it controls the movement of all this secretly. It is this psychic being, actually psychic entity becomes psychic being to the extent to which it begins to shape itself more and more. Now the shaping of the psychic entity into psychic being, because psychic being is called the formed psychic entity. The formation of the psychic entity is called the psychic being. And the psychic entity, which is full of potentialities, when they become expressed and when its formation takes place, that formation is called psychic being. Now that formation depends upon two factors. The extent to which the original nature of the psychic entity, which is that of the eater of honey, the extent to which that original nature is able to express itself more and more in body, life and mind, we can say the psychic entity has now developed more and more. Secondly, the more and more it can control the body, life and mind, we can say it has grown, it has shaped better and better, more and more.